I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream.
A new American moment. It implies there was an old American moment, and last night President Trump seemed to bid it farewell. But what this so-called new American moment means, well, that depends on your point of view. So throughout the show today, we're asking our guests for their thoughts, starting with someone who really liked what she heard in Trump's State of the Union.
For me, the new American moment is a moment that is more aware of everybody and more aware of the needs of every citizen of this country, regardless if they are an immigrant or not, regardless if they were born here or not. And to me, that was very important and very special.
Monica Yellen is an Arizona Republican and a member of the group Latinas for Trump. She's also a naturalized citizen, originally from Colombia. And I wanted to hear her thoughts about the president's plan to tighten legal immigration.
You know what? I understand where he comes from. We have very good people coming in. I'm a good immigrant, and I have many good friends from many countries who have come here and are good elements for society. But at the same time, we have bad apples. It only takes one person that can cause a bad attack to everybody else. And I agree with what he's saying. We need to safeguard the country, and we need to be careful with who is coming in.
I mean, some critics would say your position is hypocritical, that it amounts to pulling up the drawbridge.
I don't think my position is hypocritical. I think I'm very familiar with immigration processes, and I agree with bringing immigrants to this country who contribute to society. And Trump agrees too. But again, we have to do better. We have to screen better because we have terrorist attacks and we have people that come here and are abusing the system.
Do you agree with the way Donald Trump has framed immigration? I mean, we even saw, glimmers of that last night during the State of the Union where, you know, he focuses on immigrants who have killed people or, you know, he's focusing on the bad apples. He's focusing on Mexicans as, you know, criminals and drug dealers. He said that on the first day of his campaign.
Well, this is not what people think. He's not focusing on bad people. What Donald Trump is doing is he's making examples. His examples are examples of why we have to safeguard the country. It's not that he's focusing on them. Again, he says there are very good people coming to this country and we value them. But at the same time, we have to safeguard the country. When I was a Colombian citizen and I only have a Colombian passport, you have no idea how many issues I had all over the country. Did I go around saying, oh, they are being racist, they are judging me? No. Every country has the right to safeguard their borders, and I completely agree with this country safeguarding the country.
Do you really believe Donald Trump sees all people equally, especially after he referred disparagingly to Salvadorans and Haitians and Africans?
Well, you know what? You weren't there, and I wasn't there either. So we really don't know how exactly that conversation went. We don't know exactly what he said. But let's say that he really did say that. He wasn't lying, and he wasn't wrong. We understand that everybody who comes to this country, especially from third world countries, we understand those countries are not in the best shape. Even my own country, I love Colombia, but you know what? I have a much better life here than if I was living there. So I'm very grateful for the United States. So I don't think Donald Trump sees people, he sees everybody equally, but he is right about what he says. He wants quality and he wants to protect the borders and he wants equality. And this is what my problem is. If all of us fight equally for veterans, for the disabled, for children, for everybody who lives in the United States, whether they are immigrants or not, but people seem to focus only on certain group of people, but they don't focus on anything else. And that's my problem. We need to fight equally for everybody who lives here.
Monica, where would you like to see the immigration debate play out from here? In Congress specifically.
I believe that Congress needs to get their act together and they need to make a solution because what the problem I see is that everybody is fighting for political victories instead of thinking and fighting about people. My heart goes to those children who were brought here by their parents because I believe that I don't have a problem with people having a chance to stay in this country who have contributed to society.
So your priority is getting a deal for DACA. You see that as important and you want that to happen.
I think it's very important that a deal is done and the Congress needs to put their act together. Both Republicans and Democrats should act together. Definitely.
So just on your argument that we need to protect people, why not give people, if you believe we should protect them, why not give them at least some path to citizenship instead of, you know, sending them back to places where, as we'll hear in the show today, from a Syrian, they might get killed?
Well, Donald Trump never said, oh, I don't want to give citizenship to anybody. So I agree with giving citizenship to people, but we have to, again, we have to be fair. And I'm sorry for those people who are refugees and for those people who come here because they have a really, really bad life there. And I'm very sorry for them and I want to help them. But we have to help everybody equally and we have to think of our country first.
Monica, do you believe in the idea that America is defined by its immigrants?
America is defined by its immigrants. It's true. But it's defined by the good immigrants and the good people of the country. And that's what we're looking for. We just want equality. And guess what? People need to stop these arguments that America, that the Trump administration is racist, that he wants to control immigration and make America white. Let's stop being hypocrites and let's look at the policies of migration around the world. Look at Poland, look at Hungary, look at Germany, look at the European Union. So what Trump is saying is not outrageous. He's right. And all the other countries practice the same thing.
Monica Yellen, a member of Latinas for Trump and an Arizona GOP member at large. Really great to hear your thoughts. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for your time.